5 times SG-1 set foot on a planet, only to immediately turn around and go home. Written and read by Seth, S-E-F. This is a Stargate SG-1 ficlet. No warnings necessary. This is read in response to a voice team challenge with the keyword spite. I believe a couple of these scenarios qualify. Number 1. SG-1 stepped out of the wormhole. Daniel sneezed 8 times in the first minute. "Bless," Jack said. "Carter, dial us out." Number 2. Jack doesn't know who the last visitors were to PSF 3908, but they hadn't made a good impression. What the map reported as bog and mud was the effluvia from a sewage plant. Apparently, burying the gate wouldn't have sent quite the right message. Number 3. 5 minutes out from the gate on PFX 447, SG-1 encountered a welcome party of 12 women. They were gorgeous, naked, drunk, and friendly. "Back up slowly," Jack said to his team. "Hello, ladies," he boomed to the natives. "Just realized we forgot the dip and chips. We'll be back soon." Hammond sent an all-female team a week later. Number 4. In the early days, they ventured onto one planet the meteorologists called Volatile. Fortunately, they were still wearing helmets then. The hail was the size of softballs. Number 5. At first glance, PSF 589 seemed like an empty grassland. A few steps in, Carter repressed a scream and jumped back toward the gate. Jack looked down. The ground was crawling with small green snakes. "Damn," he said. Daniel looked a little green himself, but offered the opinion that it must be spawning season. They might have ventured a bit farther, but just then, Teal'c's symbiote burst from his navel and began to scream. They hit the wormhole running. A later team examined the snakes to see if they could figure out why they alarmed the Go'uld symbiote, but no one ever came up with a useful weapon. Jack suggested beaming a passel of them into the engine room of a mothership. No one laughed. End. Thanks for listening. Feedback, criticism, comments, always welcome.